Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Chérin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Harrell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Harrell. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suhr moves to second. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Suhr moves to third. Two outs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Harrell moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty who is chasing the ball. Lieber reaches third base with a triple. Gallen goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suhr strikes out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive towards first. Suhr catches it and steps on first to double up Bartel. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrell strikes out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to second for the out. Hack scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 2 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 0 for 2 in the game. Paso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 3 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bartel. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Suhr hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive into center field. Lieber picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lieber. Davis moves to second. Jack Bowling pinch runs for Spud Davis. Ray Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harrell hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 4 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 4 in the game. Marty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Martin moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.